Welcome to the Credibility Nation Show, the podcast that will help you to continually build and grow your credibility, with your host, Mitchell Levy.
Hi, Mitchell Levy, global credibility expert, and welcome to this special credibility episode of Thought Leader Life, where we're talking to amazing humans from around the planet about who they are, what they do, essentially their credibility. Today's guest is long-term friend, amazing human, Ramon Ray, who is passionate about helping small business entrepreneurs grow their businesses. He is an entrepreneur, best-selling author, journalist, event producer, speaker, and event host. Ramon, thanks for joining me.
Hey, Mitchell, it's an honor to be here. Thank you for having me and seeing that I had some value to say something. So thank you so much. It's always exciting to be with you.
I know I had to arm wrestle you.
Well, I wouldn't say that, but thank you.
You're absolutely welcome. So tell me, what is your customer point of pain? What is your CPOP?
Yeah, I think really it's pretty simple. I mean, I want to make it more complicated sometimes, but I think that small business owners, freelancers, and entrepreneurs, which is my target market, they're afraid, they're scared, they don't know which technology to use. So what I try to do is simplify that choice for them.
There's only one word, two syllables that come to mind when I hear that. It's tasty. It's just simple. It's easy to consume because there's so much of the world who they're like, well, I haven't done it yet, but it's going to change tomorrow. So maybe I should wait a little bit longer. And at some point in time, you just completely are so far from the loop. So Ramon, tell me a little bit more. What do you do?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I think, listen, we have the community of Smart Hustle, and the idea is that there is so much out there, whether what marketing package do I use? What technology package do I use? What security do I use? Where do I go for help? And there's a lot of great resources, but what I try to do is distill that. I'm a pretty simple person myself. I get overwhelmed easily. So I try to say, dear small business owner, usually 50 or less, 25 or less, you can come to the Ramon Ray world, as it were, the smartest of the world, and we'll help you find that one or two technologies or marketing solutions that can help your business. That's what we do best, distill and make things simple and unafraid for the business owner.
That is so beautiful. So what I can imagine is the CEO or the CMO or whoever the appropriate person of the company would come to you and probably... So the first thing you have to do is sort of take a landscape, a big picture of what they do, so you could see what would be the most beneficial going forward.
Sure. And in this case, of course, a lot of what we do is online, so smarthustle.com. But I think that, yes, whether they're coming to me directly or just to the website, and that I think it's really, Mitchell, the things that we're sharing. We try to take, you know, there's a lot of great companies and websites that have, you know, the 55 different clickers you should use in your business, the 7,000 best notebooks that you should take on a plane ride. My brain can't handle it. So we try to write to the point of view of, here's the two that you may want to consider. Or we're not afraid to say, here's the one mouse. Or here's the three CRM systems. So that's how we try to distill that through what we produce, what we publish, and or through live events. So we find that people just kind of like that simplicity. And that doesn't mean it's everything to all people, but we try to make it simple for you.
Well, it's kind of what the world of tomorrow is having a guide, having your personal thought leader, as opposed to this person who stands on top of the mountain and says, go here, go there, but rather your own personal thought leader who helps direct. And that's been your entire life. Tell me a little bit more. What gives you the credibility to do what you do?
Sure. And by the way, what you just said, that thought leader, that person had waving the flag and championing people on, I like how you said that. I may steal that once or twice.
Please. But the credibility. Every now and then say, Mitchell told me this, Mitchell Levy told me, but you know, Phil, go ahead.
It's all yours. Mitchell of Ahad that. But really, the credibility, listen, as you may know, Mitchell, a little bit about my history over the past 25 to 30 years, I've started four companies, small companies, but I've started four companies. I've sold two of them. And before I die, I'll probably sell a third or fourth one. I've written four books. Many of them are bestsellers, produced many, many events with from two people and a box of stale pizza to thousands of people. So over the years, that's been my credibility. I am a business owner. I am a thought leader. I am a journalist. I've interviewed thousands of people. And I think that gives me the credibility, especially in the technology space, to be able to speak about it and distill it for that busy business person. That's why I have the credibility, because I've done it.
And by the way, I don't know if anyone ever told you, but sometimes when you serve stale pizza and that's on your announcement, you don't get as many people to show up. So
thank you. I just thought I'd realize that.
Yeah, I thought I'd share, you know, just in case. So I know a lot of what you do, but tell me, how do you get your credibility out there? How do you go about letting the world know about you, your events, the things that are going on?
Sure. In April 1999, I bought my first domain. That was smallbiztechnology.com, which is which was a turned into a company, just not from just a blog. I sold that, Mitchell, just a few months ago. So my point is, I say that because I'm the type, the guy who's been using AOL and Prodigy 20, 30 years ago and to today. So bottom line is how we get that out. I do a ton, as you know, of educational content. 80% of what we do is free. Take it, use it, educate yourself. And we hope from building that fan base that a few people will want to buy. But that's how we do it. Twitter, Facebook. I did a TikTok video a few weeks ago. So we try to get out there and share and share and share.
Can you share your favorite? What's your, of all the places you play, what's your favorite platform?
Yeah, I liked Facebook quite a bit because I think it has the broadest dimension of how to connect with people. Twitter is still a bit limited. Instagram is as well. I'm a Facebook guy, but I'm seeing more and more America in the world is on Instagram. But I like Facebook. Faxing, I tried a bit, but I stopped that a few months ago because faxing wasn't broad enough.
A few months ago. I do occasionally get people to try to sell me newfangled technology. Like, hey, you can fax. Okay, that's cool.
Exactly. But I like Facebook. Facebook, I think, is where it's at. And again, Mitchell, that's going to change and grow and evolve over the next coming months and years. But for now, for me, it's still Facebook, even though people are saying nobody's on there. Millions of people are on there.
It is absolutely amazing how the world keeps changing. And a lot of times, if you're sitting this, listen, if you're listening to Ramon Ray and you're sitting here and you're relating to the fact that you're somewhat scared about what to do next, or where to spend money, or you've spent money in the past, you lost it, so you don't want to do it again, don't be silly. You need to keep up with what's going on. You need to understand, you need to test, you need to experiment, you need to drive forward, you need to touch your customers where they touch you. God, that sounds really bad. Technology-wise. And listen, if you're afraid of technology and you want your guide, your Sherpa, your thought leader who will not just tell you to jump and go so far. He's going to look at who you are and what you do and figure out what might be best for your company. You want to reach out to Ramon, right? Ramon, how best could people reach out to you?
Thanks, Mitch. I really appreciate it. Listen, best place to reach me, RamonRay.com, RamonRay, RamonRay.com, or SmartHustle.com for all the tasty nuggets of information to help you grow your business.
Beautiful. Ramon, thanks so much for sharing your credibility today.
Thank you, Mitchell.
And for those watching, obviously you like this episode or love this episode, please click the like button, share with your friends, and we'll see you at the next episode. I like that. Beautiful. I got to do that for now. That's a good one. All right. Take care, everyone. Bye now.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed the show, please rate and recommend it on the platform you're listening to. You can also get more information at credibilitynation.com and feel free to see the latest update to the credibility research and get a free PDF copy of the book written on this research at aha.pub/research.